Farewell, my Callista, my joy and my grief. In vain have I loved thee and found no relief. Undone by your virtues so strict and severe, your eyes gave me love, but you gave me despair. Now called by my honour, I seek with content that fate which in pity you would not prevent. To languish in love were to find by delay a death that's more welcome, the speediest way. On seas and in battles, mongst bullets and fire, the danger is less than in hopeless desire. The death's wound you gave me, though far off I bear, I fall from your side not to cost you a tear. But if the kind flood on a wave should convey, and under your window my body should lay, the wound on my breast when you happen to see, you would say with a sigh, it was given by me. When suitors are wounded with stabs of disdain, 'tis happiness to be put out of their pain. The grave is a place to bid torment farewell, but lovers are tortured 'twixt heaven and hell. When frowns of a mistress do turn a man o'er, 'tis safer on shipboard than 'tis on the shore. I find by experience, though with loss of breath, 'tis worse to encounter with Cupid than death. What strength hath a lady with cast of her eye to make a man live or compel him to die? Such power had Callista, with smile and with frown, she'd raise me to heaven, then tumble me down. But, dearest, take care how you put faith in men, for I fear you will never be loved so again. You needs must acknowledge, whilst I could draw breath, I was your unchangeable servant till death. Once more my last farewell I breathe in a blast, the cloud on my vitals is much overcast. I faint, fail, I perish, and suddenly die, yet so should recover if thou wert but by. That I ne'er enjoyed thee, I do not repine. Thou liv'st with thy honour, and I die with mine. For to after ages the story will prove, I died in the war for my king and my love.
Blame not your Callista, nor call her your grief. 'Twas honor, not she, that denied you relief. Abuse not her virtue, nor term them severe. Who loves without honor must look for despair. Now prompted by pity, I truly lament the force of your fate, which I could not prevent. The languish to think that your love should defray the expense of your love, though so noble, away. On seas and in battles that you did expire, was caused by your valor, not hopeless desire. Of your fame there acquired, I greedily hear, and grieve when I think that it cost you so dear. But when your sad friends shall your body convey, by my window your funeral duties to pay, I'll sigh that your fate then I could not reverse, and all my kind wishes I'll strew on your hearse. When suitors petition and run upon shelves, or are shot if denied, they do murder themselves. The grave is a couch where the virtuous remain without expectation of sorrow or pain. If the frowns of a mistress can rule a man's fate, he values his life at a pitiful rate. Though now she look cloudy when she draws the scene, who knows but the daylight may clear up again. The looks of a lady you falsely do scan, 'tis not strength in the woman, but weakness in man. When men set up idols of flesh, blood, and bone, and bow down to worship, the fault is their own. I hope I shall ne'er be deceived by men. For your sake I never shall trust them again. 'Tis fatal when lovers do suffer such strife, that one must lose honor or the other lose life. My mind never can your last farewell forget. My tears shall confess I'll not die in your debt. I'll heartily wish I had been by your side, that you might recover, I might have died. Then both to Elysium we have been conveyed, where ladies by lovers are never betrayed. But in future ages the story they'll sing, 'twas long of your love that you died for your king.